Right now, we're going to go out to the phone lines and welcome in Ndidi Massé, Executive Director of RISE. RISE, which stands for the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality. Ndidi, thanks so much for joining us here on the Finsiders. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to have you here. And I know that in light of the Richie Incognito, Jonathan Martin situation with the Dolphins, Stephen Ross vowed to work for change moving forward and has created RISE for that purpose. Again, it's the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality. Just give us a little background in terms of the goals of the organization and the importance of this.
Yeah, well, the mission of the organization is really to collectively pull sport in together and use sport as a vehicle to move the needle in race relations in this country.
Okay, and who's involved in the initiative then?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Who's involved in the initiative?
So I think what's really unique about this initiative is it's truly all of sport. So we have partnerships set up with all of the leagues, with the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, the NCAA, Major League Soccer, PGA. I mean, sort of you name it, they're there. We have some national governing bodies, USA Track and Field, tennis. And then we've also have partnerships with the networks. So the heads of the sports programming departments of ESPN, Turner, CBS, NBC, Fox, they all actually serve on our board of directors. And so, you know, from at least my understanding, I've never heard of all these leagues and organizations and networks coming together to unify for social change.
Well, I think it's really cool. Obviously, it's a great initiative in terms of getting all of those major organizations in sports and television broadcasting to get together to be on the same page with this. And then the other thing that I thought was really cool, and I think that unfortunately a situation like this, it should take precedent. You should have great eyes on something like this. But when you get those sorts of organizations involved and then you get some high-profile current athletes involved as well, I think that catches everyone's eyes. Who are some of the professional athletes who are involved in this RISE initiative as well?
Well, we started with football, since it is in season, and since, you know, Mr. Ross owns a team, we decided football was a good place to start. So we have these national public awareness campaigns where we're doing PSAs. We're also doing social media campaigns, digital campaigns. But, you know, probably, you know, the most notable is we have a Dolphin campaign as well as a overall national NFL campaign. And we're excited to unveil our Dolphin campaign at the home game next weekend on the 25th.
Yes.
And we have players such as Ndamukong Suh and Ryan Tannehill, Greg Jennings, Kenny Stills, and we pulled in Dan Marino to take our pledge and to stand up against racism. So we're really excited to show that PSA on your jumbo board during the game, and it will also air on CBS and Fox in the Miami market. And then on the national NFL campaign, it's actually on our website now. It's posted. So it was sort of debuted with Mr. Ross on the CBS morning show this morning. But we have Ryan Tannehill is representing the Dolphins, and then we have Tom Brady, we have Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Brown, to name a few. So we're excited that we were able to find players across the league who are passionate about this cause and who wanted to stand up and in front of millions take a pledge to stand up against racism.
Yeah, and I want to encourage everybody to go check that out. The website is risetowin.org, risetowin.org. You can check it out there and see the unveiling of the PSA. It's very impressive to see all of these current superstars who are involved in such a tremendous cause. And Ndidi Massé, Executive Director of RISE, joining us here on the Finsiders, representing the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality. And I think, Ndidi, part of this, correct me if I'm wrong, is really, it's reaching out to everybody, but especially the youth of our country in terms of educating them, reaching out to them, and making sure that the next generation, not just of athletes, but of our society, are more tolerant and we can end some of this racism and do it through sports.
Right. It is, you know, absolutely our focus is youth. We think that that's where we can make significant changes. And again, we think that the vehicle is sports, but you know, our mission is about society, like you said. It's about changing everyday behavior, and really promoting an environment of respect and understanding. So we think that the main reason why we pull in the athletes is because they influence the youth incredibly by being such great role models. But our education and our curriculum are really based for our youth. We are in the process of developing some education and some pilot programs with, we're actually one of our youth areas that we're focusing on is the Detroit Police Athletic League. And then we also have a handful of high schools that we're working with. And, we're also talking to the Dolphins about partnering on some of the Dolphins youth initiatives. But we're still in development stage right now, and we're hoping to launch in 2016 some curriculum and again do some pilot studies, do a lot of learning, and then grow from there. And, eventually what we would love to do is have some curriculum and education in every youth sports organization, from the Pop Warners to the Little Leagues to the AAUs, as well as high schools across the country.
Yeah, tremendous goals there, and I think that this is a great start to that. You're right. The Dolphins do so much positive work in the community to benefit the youth down here in South Florida. That'd be one of the great places to start. And, Didi, I want to remind everybody to go to the website risetowin.org, because it's not just about watching the PSA, but everyone can pledge to stand up against racism. And also, it's cool for our younger audience out there. There's a It Takes All Colors photo app, which allows visitors to upload a picture, apply their team colors, share it across social channels. So a lot of creative ways to get involved with this great cause. We really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for the background information, and good luck with all this hard work.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. There she is. And Didi Massey, Executive Director of RISE, the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality. Nice enough to join us here as this is being launched today by, in large part, Dolphins owner Stephen Ross. So good work there, and great when you see something like this reaching out to the youth of our country, especially because they're the most impressionable and they're the ones who are going to have to carry on this message moving forward. So, and cool that Ryan Tannehill and Dominican Sue, Greg Jennings, Kenny Stills, Dan Marino, and more are involved in all this. So really good stuff there. Really appreciate NDD's time.